This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I talked about some of the stats that Christopher Keating gave in his piece in the Hartford Current. Again, you go to current.com, where the overtime for state employees cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Here is where and why. Mr. Keating joining us now on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. This story is like, you know, I mean, it's as clickbaity as you can get for like taxpayer interested folks and all this stuff. And it's really, the numbers are pretty stunning. The $400,000 plus for a dog handler. I guess the most important question is this about not enough employees being hired, or is this abuse of overtime in the state of Connecticut?
Well, it could be. I guess it could be a combination, but I think it's mainly not enough employees is what they'll tell you. The state police, for example, since you mentioned them, they're down about 400 troopers, actually, if you think about it. They, in round numbers, about 1,300 under Jody Rell. So that's, you know, 15 years ago under Jody Rell. But it's the same amount of work that has to be done. 24/7, 365 on the highways, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. When was the last time you saw a cop on the highway?
Not that often.
Yeah. It all depends how much you drive out there. But, the major highways is their job. But anyway, if you think of it for a minute, if you had 1,300 and right now in round numbers there are 900 troopers, that's not, you know, 900 sounds like a lot, and it is, but you have to remember that they're all over the state, and it's a big enough state.
Well, that brings up the second most important question here is this a big spike year over year, or is this something that's been happening for the most part every year in perpetuity?
With the state police, it is an increase from the older days. I looked up some of the numbers of, you know, 2018. That's like 7 years ago. But it was more in the range of 20 million. And then the year after that, it was like 26 million. Granted, switching back over to Whiting Forensic for a minute, on some of these mandatory shifts, in other words, if you're kind of like forced to work overtime and you're getting ready to leave at midnight and your colleague at midnight calls in sick, that's called mandated overtime, and that's double time. So double time is expensive. You have to keep that in mind. So it's not just raw hours, but a double time shift, that adds up.
So if for the most part, you're saying this is on the up and up on the employee side?
From what I can tell, you know, I'm not out there on the roads searching for troopers or anybody all the time, but from what I'm told, yes.
We're talking with Chris Keating from the Hartford Current here on Brian & Company about this incredible data about how much overtime is spent on state employees here in Connecticut. Did the governor say anything or any feedback from the government on it?
Uh, Well, I did talk to the governor about it, and he immediately understood that there's like three, you know, three categories, and the troopers, the corrections officers in the prisons, and the nurses. Just for a minute on the nurses, there's kind of a semi-well-known nationwide nursing shortage. And what you're talking about here is Whiting Forensic. That's for the criminally insane. And CVH, as they call it, Connecticut Valley Hospital, which is a psychiatric hospital. Those are not easy jobs. Some of them are one-on-one care. One-on-one care if someone is suicidal or could harm somebody else, including the prison guards, or could harm other, other people in the prison there with them, or whatever. So those are not easy jobs. I don't know. Try working in a psych hospital. It's not very easy.
No, it absolutely is not. We're talking with Chris Keating here on Brian & Company. And again, you can go to current.com or just Google Christopher Keating and Current. You get his pieces. The piece that came out late yesterday afternoon. There's, Congresswoman Hayes has been very vocal about the issues related to the Department of Education. You heard from Senator Blumenthal. I almost said Lieberman. What in terms of the Department of Education, it was created by Congress, so can't be truly eliminated without an act of Congress, but it can be made sort of a ghost agency, right? And what is Senator Blumenthal going to do to counteract what's already in motion with the Department of Education?
Yeah, I think the first thing they're going to try to do is to make it as little of a ghost agency as possible. You're totally correct on that, right? So in other words, you can, there's a lot of things, entities in life, you can kind of whittle it down so it's not what it was. And essentially, that's what's going to happen. Excuse me. I don't know. They different things in the past have been blocked when they didn't think they were going to block it. By that, I mean, for example, the Affordable Care Act, not to diverge on that, but everybody thought that was a done deal in the old days, and John McCain blocked it on a vote. So right. Sometimes you never know, on these votes. Blumenthal is saying they do have the 60 votes to block the dismantling, the complete dismantling of it. And then they'll just keep an eyeball on it. For example, the student loans, and as they disperse all these into other agencies, the bottom line is, what is the money? Is the Head Start money going to be cut? Student loans going to be cut, Pell Grants, all that kind of stuff will be under huge scrutiny. Yeah. However, the bottom line is, Trump is the president and the Republicans control the Senate and the House.
Yeah. I'm curious that whatever money is, quote unquote, saved from whether it's, releasing employees from their jobs or cutting programs, where does that money go? I think it's going to be sort of our job in journalism and the media to make sure we understand, where it goes. So appreciate it, Chris. We appreciate the time as always, bud.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.